And sometimes you forget to mention certain things. Oh, but you're absolutely right. A lot of the killings are being done, and let me just say allegedly, being done by police out there. They are the most crookedest motherfuckers out there. They're crooked. That's a crooked-ass town. And that's fucked up. And they talking about, yo, I looked at a documentary probably maybe 3 weeks ago. It was about the 56 women that was raped, like, in the course of 20 years, if I'm not mistaken. This nigga done raped and killed over 56 women that was documented. It took over 20 years. Like, these motherfuckers didn't care. The system, the judicial system out there, they don't give a fuck about them, about their residents. Salute, man. J. Edgar Hoover Federal Building, downtown Chicago. They then took down big organizations. And they just realized seven dudes in a 50-acre radius. It's ridiculous. They listen, again, just looking at this Breonna Taylor's verdict. I say this all the time. Time after time after time after time after time after time, they show you example after example after example after example after example after example that we ain't shit. Somebody sent me... let me go to this. This coincides with everything that we just talking about right now. Hold on, man. Where we at? KK, do you want to call in on that? Or if you can't, that's fine. Let me scroll up and look at if you responded. KK, you still here? Let me pull up the number real quick. All right. Let me put in the number real quick. Oh, nigga, I was putting in my cell phone number. Oh, righty, Mike. Wake the fuck up. I've been up since 6:30 this morning. Been food shopping and everything. 527-6193. Crazy, man. Okay, no problem. No problem, love. No problem. I'm just going to leave the number up there. So whenever you know, call in, then we'll just chop it up about it. All right? Check this out.
One thing that you could tell black people as a race, what would you say? If every black person got life insurance, like $200,000, $300,000, $400,000 policy, like every black person, there would never be another wrongful death by like any cop, any lawmaker, any person of any sort of power that wouldn't get prosecuted to the full extent of the law. Insurance companies hate having to pay. So they have that the best fucking lawyers in the fucking world. If there's one thing that you could...
I'm going to let that play one more time, too. One more.
What would you say? If every black person... got life insurance, like $200,000, $300,000, $400,000 policy, like every black person, there would never be another wrongful death by like any cop, any lawmaker, any person of any sort of power that wouldn't get prosecuted to the full extent of the law. Insurance companies hate having to pay. So they have that the best fucking lawyers in the fucking world.
That's real shit. Yeah, and that's how they get on, right? Because as much... All right, how I'm gonna put it? All right, as much as we think that all of white America... don't have money issues, that'll be a wrong way to even think about it. Everybody has money issues, right? But they have came up with a I don't want to say a plan, but a strategy to keep some kind of economical wealth, or to keep wealth, or keep some kind of financial status within that family. They get insurance, man. Some white kids can't wait and they kill the whole family, and 9 times out of 10 they get locked up for it. Some can wait, some can't. Who knows? But we ain't talking about that right now. But a lot of families sustain their livelihood, or their kids would be taken care of due to having life insurance. And if we all do that, like, just say if you just gotta work hard and for the rest of your life and you just can't really, you know, leave them with anything, you write your will or whatever, just make sure you have insurance. You know what I mean? It secures the future. It secures, you know, your family. You know what I mean? It helps. That's how a lot of them keep it going, you know. But it's all about how you manage your money, who's going to be the beneficiary, who's going to have that power of attorney, somebody that's responsible. You know what I'm saying? Like, we definitely need insurance. And I'm talking, I don't even have insurance. You know, but I am going to get that though. You know, so you can afford, that's talk your shit, right? You can afford car insurance, right? Why not life insurance? You know, but let's see. If anybody want to call in on that note, please do. But let's go to this guy. Damn, I got to do it. Hold on. You know what? I'll save it right here and then go here. Fine. Let's get it. Yeah, we're going to get to Fritz Montana right after this. I got you. All right, let me X, you know what? Not yet. All right, X that out. X that out. All right, just how to X out a lot of stuff. Now, I seen this when it first came out. I think this was like 3 days ago, 4 days ago. And I just never talked about it. I don't know why. Sometimes shit escapes me sometimes. But this dude is he's interesting, man. He's an interesting character, man. Now, I looked up an article on this. Now, before I go to what it said, let's go here. It says, Lakeith Stanfield, who's notably starred in Judas and the Black Messiah, Get Out, The Harder They Fall. He's a fucking phenomenal actor. I'll tell you that. He's a great actor. You know what I'm saying? I give him that. He's a good actor, and I like his acting style. In all of those movies, I like how he acts. He's cool. All right? So I'll give him that. Very talented dude. And more. Has shocked his fans, posting a new elegant and sexy photo posed in lace stockings. He simply fires back. No fucks. So when I looked at the article on it, and I had X'd it out already, but it said basically calling this kind of style, because, you know, he mix it up here, wear, you know, regular stuff, then here wear some other shit. I actually have some pictures as well. And let me see if I still have it up. No, I don't. Hold on. I'm gonna show y'all in a minute. Let me set it up real quick. But they call it gender defying outfits. Gender defying outfits. Now, when you have, all right, this picture. Oh, this picture. All right. Hold on. I'm going to show you another picture right now. Give me a second. All right. Hold on. Oh, shit. Hold up. Hold on, soldier. Hold on. Now I got to let this go up. All right. Okay. Y'all can see it, right? Okay. Like, you see this stuff? Like, he wear regular clothes, but, like, I don't know what was going on. But this shit right here, nigga, this is James Brown hair right here. Nigga, this is all, they done cut James Brown hair off and just put that shit on there, nigga, in the cold sweat, nigga. In the cold sweat. That's James Brown hair right there. You ain't, y'all niggas can't tell me anything different. This is James Brown hair, nigga. Okay? Now, like, gender defying. And it looked like he got the lace shit under there. Look, 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 look. He got some lace shit under there. Jim Jones was in Paris, y'all. Jim Jones was in Paris. And he had on a purple, like, lace gown. That shit right there was some other shit, man. Like, that shit wasn't cute. That's Crow's fella. Nigga, it's only one Rick James. Yeah, nah, nigga, that was James Brown wig, nigga. Fuck that. We take that phone line real quick. All right. If y'all want to call, please call in, man. This definitely has to be a ritual. How is it that there's no coincidence, man? These are rituals. These is some kind of it is a pattern, but I'm trying to use another word. It's just a tradition, or it's almost it's something mandatory that has to be done. A lot of these actors, a lot of these goddamn basketball players, a lot of these goddamn actors and shit like that, they wear. Kid Cudi, rappers. Like, Kid Cudi, remember the wedding gown and shit like that with the fucking eyelashes and eyeliner and lipstick and, you know what I'm saying? We all get you Pusha T with the motherfucking skirt shirt. Kanye, Jay, we all know Puff. All of these, like, what's up, son? It's like they have to go through this, yes, emasculating ritual, emasculation, of course. They want to effeminize like heterosexual men. Dude, are we thinking, could it just be, I just want to look at it from a flip side, could it just be that they are just open to it? Do you think that, are they really being forced? You know what I mean? I want to look at it from the other perspective as well. I don't want it to assume or just speak as like as a matter of fact. But it's just unbelievable that that's is like they don't have a moral compass, or maybe they just don't give a fuck. Snoop Dogg, right. That was like 2 years ago, a good 2 years ago. Yeah, he was doing some fashion shit. If I'm not mistaken, in Paris too, right? The pot shit in the tub, that was kind of little sus to me too, because he like this. Like, how I am now, my legs are a little spread open, pause for the pauses, but like this. Like, yeah, I mean, I don't know. And Pac was all the way alpha male. All the way alpha male. All the way. You know what I'm saying? Stand up dude. I don't know how he, you know, there's a documentary that's on YouTube floating somewhere where it shows that whole day when he was trying to do, looking for album covers, and he was taking a lot of pictures. They was listening to All Eyes on Me. It's on here somewhere, and it actually showed the actual footage of him going into the bathroom. It was taking pictures. It actually shows the whole footage of him taking those pictures in that tub, just like that, the shit that we talking about. And he just felt right comfortable. He wasn't, and see, that's by me saying that, he wasn't even forced to do so. You know what I'm saying? You're looking at it in real time on that camera, and that footage is real time. And they just went into the bathroom, da 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 da. He just said, they told him to lay in a tub instead of third. One guy was right here with the little shit, you know, to get the lighting right. One guy stepped over on a wall on the tub. It was just taking pictures. Like, he wasn't even forced to do so. I don't know. You on the line? All right, let's get it. Okay, hold on. 615, Kia, hold on 1 second, sweetie. I think this is KK773 because that's Chicago. Let me go there first, and I hit you in a minute. I come right to you. Area code 773. This K?
Yeah, hey, Mike.
Talk to me.
Yeah, I was on the phone with my auntie, and he just came in the room screaming. We were like, what the hell is wrong with you? And he was just telling us that the little girl had got killed. I think he had a crush on her or something. I don't know. But, like, that's like the third one of his friends that died.
What the fuck is going on in Chicago, love?
I don't know. But they putting us out of this building that I'm staying in. I'm not mad. Like, we getting the fuck up out of here.
You said they putting y'all out?
Yeah. It was a shoot last summer. It was a big-ass shootout in our parking lot. So ever since then, like, people came in and bought the building. So now they're about to renovate it, and they putting us out. And I don't care. I'm leaving. I'm getting the fuck out of here.
Beverly, thank you for your cash app. NYOB, always salute to you, man. NYOB, man. Salute. Thank you. Now, see, I don't want to think like this, but sometimes you have to be like, man, look, if I bought this building, I'm getting all these niggas out too. I don't want my money.
Yeah.
Like, all y'all niggas got to go. And that's fucked up. You have to look at your own people like that. Like, I don't want, y'all niggas got to go. You can't live here. All the niggas got to get the fuck out. And that's bad. So we looking like how they projected us to be, like savages. And that's exactly what we look like. That shit ain't cute. Niggas think it's cute because they got bodies and shit. Like, that shit crazy. We look like real fucking savages. And I'm sorry to go on a tangent, but I just end by saying it makes it easier for other people to be desensitized when they see us get murdered by police and it's unarmed. It makes it easy. Look, they just let off the officer who murdered Breonna Taylor. He just got off yesterday. He's eating steak and potatoes with seared asparagus with minced garlic and butter right now. That okay? Sorry.
Yeah, no, you good. Yeah.
It's crazy
as hell. Like, it's nice as hell today, and the police sitting right here on our corner. Like, they sitting here babysitting and shit.
And then the summer coming, y'all. So y'all know when the summer comes, shit, turn up.
Like, that's crazy as hell.
But and I'm going to let you go, but you said the girl, let me show everybody what we're talking about real quick. Real quick. Come on, Mike. Come on. I got so many windows up. Sorry. Okay. Ooh, excuse me. We're talking about this little girl right here that was murdered in Chicago. 12-year-old girl died on her birthday. Just celebrated her 12th day of being born. It was caught in a crossfire, shot in the back of the head. And this girl right here was her. And my homegirl Kay, that's on the phone, her brother actually went to school with her and had a crush on her. How your brother is taking it?
He was just earlier when we were talking about going outside, and so he don't even want to go outside. He's scared.
I don't blame him. Tell him to hold his head, man. Tell him to be safe, man. It's so fucked up, man. That shit ain't cute, though, man. Niggas is like 14, 15, like taking niggas' lives. Like, that shit ain't nothing, man.
Yeah.
Anything else you want to say, love?
No, that's it.
Promote your shit real quick too. Let's get it, girl. Talk about it.
Yeah. Ebony Kitchens Tutus LLC on Instagram. You know, you can inbox me.
All right. Thank you, Kay. You know I appreciate you, baby girl.
Uh-huh. No problem.
Peace. Bye. Let's go to Kia. What's up, love? Talk to me.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good, sweetie. How are you?
good. It's my first time calling in. I just want to say I absolutely love your channel. When I'm at work, I'm at my desk laughing like crazy, and all my coworkers look at me like, what are you doing? I'm like, oh, nothing. Just an email like that was funny. So I love your content. And when you hung up on that guy that other day, I guess his father was from Africa or something, that was so funny. I spit out my food. I could not contain myself. That was so funny. But you was right in everything that you said, and he was kind of going back and forth with you. You just said, fuck it, just hung up the phone.
Right. Yeah, damn right. Yup.
That was hilarious. But I love your content. I just want to say happy weekend to you and your little ones. And she's so cute. Does she live, I guess, kind of close to you? Is she a couple states away? Or
They down south.
But she's so cute.
Thank you. I appreciate you, Miss Kia. Kia Tompkins.
Thank you. I didn't want much. Just go ahead and continue. I just wanted to spread some love and just say hi to you and have a good weekend.
Hey, and you too, sweetie. And thank you for calling. I appreciate you.
Thanks. Bye.
Peace. Little cutie. Thank you for your call. Yeah, Frenchie, man. All right. So we're gonna bounce all over the place, but we're going to get back to all the content as well. But I had Dark Low on the title. Shout out to Dark Low. I'm gonna get into some shit with Dark Low. It's very sad. I wish oh my god. What's her name? How am I forgetting my girl name who from are you in here? Oh, how am I forgetting her name? Damn it, and she's from Philly. Oh, I know she gonna kill me. Is she in here? Fuck, huh? That's crazy. Anyway, I'm gonna talk about Dark Low, man, and it's very sad information. But let's get into this French Montana. Woo, it is crazy. All right, so basically, French Montana reaches settlement in lawsuit where a woman accuses him of drugging women and having sex with them without consent. So, according to The Blast, French Montana has settled a lawsuit where a Jane Doe sued him for sexual battery. If you can recall, and I do recall, a woman... Hold on, my goddamn, what's her name? Where I'm at? If you can recall, a woman is sued. Okay, they gotta check, fix that. A woman sued the rapper, his employee, Mansa Banana, and Coke Boy Records. The lawsuit accused the defendants of assault and battery, sexual battery, intentional infliction of emotional distress, negligent hiring. That's that say? Yep, negligent hiring, supervision, and retention, and negligence. Damn, those are a lot of words right there. The woman claimed French would often invite women to their recording sessions or choose women at bars and invite them back to the Hidden Hills house. She claims they will supply women with drinks and drugs with the purpose of engaging in sexual activities with them or acts, same shit. Without any regard to whether or not they consented or were able to consent. She claims to have completely blacked out after taking a shot. She remembers being incapacitated and several men coming in and out of the bedroom. She believes French was one of the men who entered the room and sexually assaulted her. It is unclear if any money was included in the settlement, but it appeared both parties are moving on. Of course, they motherfucking settled that with some goddamn bread. And you know, it's I don't want to say that it's true, but what I remember, what makes me, that confirms my suspicion, is that French Montana don't drink anymore. He don't get right no more. He's sober. Check out the Drink Champs. That's what made him stop. That shit had to make him stop, because if he stopped, it's because that's the shit they was doing. You know, and it rhymes talking about the perp and the lean and all that extra shit doing what they doing. I don't understand it, though. Like, I mean, if the girls, like, I don't... Nobody can be you. You don't expect anybody to be like you. If I was in the rap game and I'm getting all that money to set up, then I'm good. Bitch, why I got to drug you to fuck you? You know what I mean? I swear on my life, God, take me in the next 44 years. I would never in my life try to drug you to fuck you. What type of time these niggas on? Pause. You know, I'm pretty sure he's not, you know, he could, I'm pretty sure he could bag bitches to stand a third leg. You know what I'm saying? Like, why? That shit makes no sense to me. You got all the money in the world. You don't have to do that because the bitch may be bad, and you want to hit it, but you know, you thinking of the right now, like I said before, sometimes these women, you have to make them feel comfortable. You got to make them laugh. You got to put them in that energy to want to give you the ass. You know what I mean? I don't know if they think like, but I ain't got no time to be trying or waiting or trying to get to know. But why drug and risk shit like this? Risk going to jail. Risk being right next to R. Kelly. Like, what type of shit is that? I really don't get it. I don't get it. Either that's something that they have to do. Like, I blame this on women too. I blame them too. Oh, baby, I was gonna get the women too because they know why they going backstage. They trying to come up. See, bitch, your intentions was foul from the giddy up. Of course, I know you'll be a fan. You like it, but when women want to go backstage, you know exactly what you might be getting into. And I promise you, when you go and you might get selected to go to the backstage, I'm pretty sure your intentions was to make sure you wasn't on your period, make sure that pussy smelled good, make sure that shit is waxed, make sure your ass is looking right, make sure that dress is real tight. You know what I'm saying? You got everything you need. Y'all know what the fuck y'all was coming for. So I blame these women too because you putting yourself in this situation. You trying to come up and get knocked up. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on. You know? And look what happened. They lied on Kels. Yeah. Yeah, it'll just pay for the pussy. You know what I'm saying? They look. Woo, just pay for it, man. Listen, I know niggas right now. All right? Woo, shit. But anyway, I know motherfuckers who just, you know, that will go get on a certain line, call certain women, fuck them, and they be baddies, fuck them, and they go home. They go about their business. They don't have to worry about them going in their phone, asking where they going, where they been. All that wham, bam, thank you, ma'am, and go. Like, goddamn, if I was in the industry, look, at the end of the day, I'm making sure, listen, I'm sorry, but every woman that will come in that room, you will have to consent to something might happen. My dick might end up in your ass or your pussy or your mouth. Have to consent to that. And maybe it be you, Tawakatina, fucking Helena, and fucking Amanda. And we all may have fun, and it just be me. But everybody's going to consent. I'm not going to be fucking trying to drug you. If you don't want to be, look, if you drink, here, my drink. Look, pour your own fucking drink. You smoke bud? All right, roll here. Smell it. I take a pull. I ain't falling out, passing out. Smoke your shit. Get right. You do a couple of lines. I make some phone calls or whatever the case may be. Hey, Brittany, take some Brittany. But I'm not gonna do no shit to whereas I just can't, man. These niggas is crazy, son. And I think sometimes money brings kind of power. It brings power. So sometimes that ego, they be ego tripping, you know what I'm saying? They be flexing their power and think because they had a high status and people may look to them and they may know they got high-priced lawyers. They know some lawyers. They know this. They know that. You know, the shit might get to their head. And they may just go overboard. Be like, yo, man, I'm on top of the world. Man, this drug, this bitch, da da da. Think there's no repercussions behind this shit. I thought the same as you, Mike, but I learned to some, this is fantasy slash fetish to have control over the unconscious body. Yeah, I feel you, man, but that's probably a fetish. It may be, you know, in that industry, they be fucking allegedly, you already know, adrenochrome and all types of shit. It's all types of shit. I don't even want to talk about it, but that's almost like some necrophilia shit. Fucking with a dead body. Fucking a dead body. Like, come on, son. That's some nasty stuff, man. I just feel like, yo, niggas just be thinking with the wrong head. I can't do that shit, son. I don't know. I couldn't do it. If anybody want to call in, please let me know. Oh, shit, it is people called in. Brooklyn to Cali. Hold on. I'm going to take this call. Area code 567. Sorry for taking so long. What's up?
And what's up, Big Mike?
How you doing, brother? Talk to me, man.
Oh, man. I just seen your thumbnail, and I'm like, man, I got a call, man.
Yeah.
I feel like, and I always say this, man. If you want to be at a certain status in Hollywood, you got to do shit like that.
Yeah.
And I would never do it, but I never do no shit like that, man. Like, if I got to do that to be at a certain point, I'm cool, man. I'd rather just be a regular old me, man, regular old person.
Wow.
I'd rather stay sane and have my mind, because once you... Do you remember... You remember a dude from Even Stevens, Shia LaBeouf, the white dude?
Say that name again?
Man, it's hard to pronounce this shit. Shia LaBeouf, the dude from Even Stevens on the Disney Channel?
I think so, but go ahead.
Well, anyway, man, Shia LaBeouf, man, he didn't want to do no roles like that. So, for about a year, man, he was walking around Hollywood with a bag on his head. And he was doing that because he finally told people, like, what was going on. Like, look, they wanted me to kiss a dude, and I told him I ain't doing that. So he stopped getting, like, certain roles because they was telling him, like, you know, directors and writers was telling other directors and writers that he's hard to, you know, work with and he's difficult to work with. And he was like, nah, they wanted me to wear a dress and they wanted me to kiss a man. And he said, I ain't doing that. So it was hard for him to get parts until like a few years ago. He started getting parts again.
Right.
But, you know, this conscious mind shit, like, they want to control you and tell you what to do and tell you what to wear and tell you how to be. Instead of somebody, oh, I'll do it. They want to make people do it.
That's almost like, I don't know if I just came up with this phrase or this term or whatever or the saying. I will call it soft rape. They are forcing you to do things that's totally out of your moral compass. Now, the people who run Hollywood are people who like sausage fighting, who like sausage parties. Everybody go to the Netflix and look up the movie Hollywood. It's good. But it also shows you exactly what these, what you call them, managers of these actors and managers that go out and find jobs and scripts for you, shit like that, and da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Not even just them. They let you know that, look, you want to have to suck my cock, or I'm going to have to suck your dick. Pause. But I'm going by the script that was said. That's what the motherfucker said, and they've been doing that shit throughout the whole series. It's called Hollywood. It tells you exactly how they are. And they force all the actors. Yo, rest in peace. Rest in peace. Michael K. Williams. I'm gonna say this, and I'm saying it with respect because he's gone, great actor, great dude, and much love. And I say it with all the most respectful way I could put it, man. But he went through those channels. After playing Omar, he was in these movies where he was kissing men, being in the bed naked, and all of that shit, like hard body going in, like. And I'm looking at it like he's really playing that part, like on, like niggas got no clothes on, kissing it on top, like meat on a nigga thigh. I ain't even trying to be funny, just to make it. I don't know. Continue, goddammit.
Yo, man, it's, you know, the first time I seen him was in A Wire, man. And, you know, I'm looking at the, I'm like, oh, this, you know, it's a good actor, man, like you said. But when I seen him kiss dude on A Wire, man, I was like, oh, no, nah, you know, that just, that fucked me up, man. I'm like, nah, man.
Wait,
you know what I'm saying?
The Wire? He did?
You ain't never seen A Wire on HBO?
Yeah, nigga, I ain't see that part.
Oh, what? That was like the first or second season.
Oh,
he was his boyfriend.
Yeah, you're right. I'm sorry. I'm hyperactive. But yeah.
Yeah, he had a boyfriend on that show.
Right. Was it Idris Elba, his boyfriend? No, right?
No.
Yeah, okay. It was something like that.
No, it was anyway. Some light-skinned dude, man. But yeah, man, like, you have to do shit like that, you know, in Hollywood, and you have people that they refuse to do it. But shit, man, well, you know, Will Smith did that shit in that, his first movie.
Say that one more time.
Will Smith, his first movie, he kissed the dude.
Separation, 6 degrees of separation, some shit like that. Yeah.
Yeah, man. You know, so it's like you want to reach a certain... a certain level in Hollywood, you got to do that weird ass shit. But it's like with our black man, it's like they really be adamant about that shit. Like they really force them to do that shit.
That's why Dave Chappelle was like, "Nah, I'm not doing it." They kept coming back, and then next thing you know, they got a whole new script that they already have for him. Like, come on, son, that shit don't make no damn sense, man. They know exactly what they do. And like I'm calling it soft rape. Sorry, I don't know if I'm a coin. That's a coin. I'm a coin in that phrase. But Hollywood pushes soft rape because they damn near forces you to do these compromising, immoral things just to get a role. And if you don't comply, they start shutting doors on you. Once they make that one phone call, it's a domino effect. Doors will close all over the place. So
I call it soft rape.
I'm sorry.
That's a good term to use. That's what it is. But like Dave Chappelle, they said he put on a dress in a Robin Hood movie, but it wasn't a dress. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It was
right.
What they, you know, what dudes wore back in the day. But it wasn't
right.
No dress. But I mean, but like Charlie DeBuff from Even Stevens, he was walking around with a bag on his head all over Hollywood, and he was like, he said, if you wanna be on top of Hollywood, if you wanna be the man of Hollywood, they make you do that. And he said, I'm not doing that shit.
That's right.
You know?
That's right, Burger King, car, force. That's right.
Oh yeah, it's
go
force,
ahead.
Man, because then you'll get blackballed. Like they'll try to blackball you, you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
To where you can't get no roles. But they just go around telling the people you hard to work with. That's what they try to. What's the black dude's name from Living Single? Man, he's the dark skinned dude.
The one that played Kyle. I don't know his real name. But
yeah, Kyle.
Yeah.
But yeah, man. But he said that in the old interview. He said I'd rather not get paid $10 million a movie if I got to do that.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? Like, some people just, like, you know, because they wanted him to, it was a couple of movies that, they, you know, that he got a part in, but he was like, I'm not doing that because they wanted him to, you know, kiss a man, and he said, I'm not doing that. So,
right.
Some people, man, like, they take the bait, and some people don't.
Absolutely right, man. But hey, man, I want to say thank you for your call, King. I appreciate it.
For sure, man.
All right, peace.
Peace.
Hold on, Mike. It was something I was going to say as well. Hold on. Matter of fact, I fucking forgot. Let me see. Fuck it. All right. Brooklyn to Cali, what's good, boy?
What's good, man? How you doing?
I'm good, King. Chilling, baby. What's up?
Can you hear me clearly?
Yes. Uh-huh. Go right ahead.
Okay.
Yep.
I just want to touch on a few things. Number one, R. Kelly did that to himself. Arrogant motherfucking, pompous motherfucker. And he even said at that white party, if they was going to do something to me, they should have did that shit 30 years ago. The age of consent in Illinois is 17, not 14. The motherfucker he pissed on was 14. As far as Chicago, you know, the violence used to be like kind of like a centralized location. But remember when they tore down, they started tearing down Cabrini Green in about 2000? And it started spreading that shit out all over the city?
Right.
Because Cabrini Green only been torn down for about 11 years now. They finally finished tearing it down in like 2011.
Right.
And that spread all these niggas all over around Chicago and made the shit, instead of like being able to point in one centralized location, now it's all over the place and shit.
Yeah. Yep.
You know? As far as French Montana with the weird shit, niggas been buying bitches been letting niggas buy them, and selling pussy is a thing. And any nigga that think they don't pay for pussy, you niggas is retarded, because if you take a bitch out anywhere, you do anything.
No.
I'm just saying, because it's a lot of niggas that don't get it. I don't pay for no pussy. I don't do that. Yeah, nigga, everybody do. That French shit is weird though. It's weird because just because you got money don't mean you got game though. We was talking about this before, you know what I'm saying? It's a lot of niggas that's lame as fuck, man. And got a bag. And they can't crack a bitch to save their life. But that money talk, and that just goes to show where the women head is at. You know what I'm saying? Oh, this nigga lame, but because he got that bag, I'm fucking. But that's been going on throughout history, because we look at women, we objectify women. We look at if the ass is fat, the titties, you know what I'm saying? Yo, you know how the face cute. Sometimes the face ain't even got to be cute. Ass ain't got to be fat and none of that shit. But for the most part, we objectify women like that. Women look at what we could do for them. What that bag is like, what we got. They look at your car. They look at how you dress and all that shit. That's how come you see a lot of fine bitches, ugly-ass niggas. We don't know what their game is, but on the outside, you be like, how the fuck did this nigga get hurt?
Uh-huh.
That bag is correct, and a lot of times that nigga mouthpiece is correct. He know how to spit game to a bitch, but it's a lot of niggas that got bread, that lame L7-ass niggas that can't, they ain't got it, though. They got to pay for it. They got to go the extra mile. Because I always looked at tricking is lame shit to me, because you know that bitch don't like you for you. She likes you for what you could do for her. And you still go out there and do that lame shit. You buying a bitch a Bentley because you fucking her? What?
And that's, look at Future, the shit that he was saying. I'm like, you can't judge a man, but I can see why you just, if you like a woman, if you like a female ass fat, this and the third, here go spend, buy some Balenciagas, buy her car, a house, and all these bags. He got no game. This is why, no kind of style to him. So what you saying is exactly what this nigga Future be doing, and a lot of women can't wait to bump into that nigga. Just can't wait to trip and fall on that nigga.
You know what's crazy about Future, though? What's crazy about Future is these bitches so dumb out here that they know this nigga ain't shit. They know he don't be fucking with his kids. They know how he is, and they'll still lay down, Let that nigga fuck them raw and nutting them bitches because they think they gonna get a bag from that shit. That's how fucking stupid some of these bitches are. Excuse my friend, but that's how I feel about it.
Moral code is way off.
You motherfuckers want to try to blame, they be trying to blame Future. Bitch, where's your accountability at? You know these things about him already. You ain't about to change this nigga, and you still doing it. If he a dog, then what the fuck that make you? If he ain't no good, then what that make you when you knew this shit in advance? That's how come when I fuck with bitches, I'm going to keep it 100 with you. When I fuck with bitches and bitches say, you know.
Peace, unseen days.
We could do this, but I don't want. I tell the bitch in a minute, I don't want no kids. I don't want to do none of this shit. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, we need to take proper precautionary measures. Bitches don't want no. Look, I'm going to keep it 100 with you. Bitches don't want you to use no rubbers. They don't want to be on no birth control. Them bitches barely want to take a plan B. And I'm like, man, y'all motherfuckers is crazy. I had a chick about 4 days ago, bro. I ain't even going to lie to you. About 4 days ago, for about the last 3 weeks, she been on my bumper real tough. I got her to the house. You know what I'm saying? Let her mop me up. The bitch talking about, you know, she wanna fuck, but she, you know, I'm allergic to latex and all this shit. Well, I'm like, you know,
nigga, get some Saran wrap, bitch. We gonna make this work.
You should have heard what the bitch said though. She was like, you can nut in me, but I don't want I don't want to have no babies. I don't want to end up with no problem. I said, bitch, you don't have to worry about none of that because I'm putting to put this motherfucking hat on this helmet. What the fuck are you talking about? The bitch was like, I don't do shit. I like, bitch, you scaring the fuck out of me right now.
Even though
she already done mopped the nigga up, I was like, man, look, I'm not trying to have no babies with nobody. That's why I don't have no babies. I know what the fuck. I said, what you need to do, you need to be probably get ready to pop this plan B. And the bitch got so furious, I had to kiss the bitch out of my shit. I'm like, nah, my nigga, I'm not fucking around with you.
Hold on.
Kick the bitch out of my shit.
Hold on. I got you, King. That's the 32nd, or you mean the 31st? But, you know, it's all good, Unseen. You already know. Salute to you. Most likely I'll be coming live later, though. I think I'll go live later. If not, then maybe tomorrow because I'm damn sure going to get some rest, and I'm heading out tonight, goddammit. I am going out tonight. But go ahead. So you kicked her ass out the whip, huh?
I kicked her out of the motherfucking... I kicked her out the crib. I had got a spot. I kicked her out the crib. I was like... She was like, oh, you going to make me leave? I said, well, you don't have no purpose here. What the fuck is we trying to do? I said, I'm not trying to make friends. We ain't friends. I said, I hate to be like that, but I'm upfront about my shit. And ain't no need to try to change the game after the motherfuckers start playing. That's how I feel about it. And that's why at this age right now that I am, I don't have no kids. I done had one pregnancy scare, maybe two, and one of them when I don't even count to me because I was a fucking teenager when it happened, when I first started fucking. Bitch put baby clothes all over my bed and sit at my mama house, and I was like, what the fuck is this? And she tried to go along with it for about a couple hours and say, yeah, my period, this, I'm pregnant. And the bitch wasn't pregnant. You know I never talked to that bitch again when I found that shit out.
Yeah, these bitches is crazy. It's just like I seen some shit.
I don't play.
Talk your shit.
I don't fucking play, bro. The kind of shit that be going on out here, man. These bitches don't care about being disease-free. These bitches care about getting a bag. That's what they care about. That's how come they don't take... Huh?
Talk, nigga.
That's what... That's, That's why they don't be giving a fuck about who they left fucking on. That's why these bitches be getting motherfucking passed around like a cold and shit. I ain't even gonna lie. I don't even wanna fuck no bitches my niggas been with, cause I know how my niggas are. I'm cool.
Negative.
You know what I'm saying? Shit, all I want to do is do what I do. And if one of them bitches that I don't fuck with that happen to turn around and fuck one of my niggas, then we dead. We ain't never got to worry about going down that road again because I don't trade war stories with my niggas. I'm cool.
Yeah, I can't fuck one of my niggas, bitches, man. I almost did, but I had to tell them. And I told them about it, you know what I mean? But do I trust another nigga that they might not fuck my girl? I don't trust motherfuckers, so, but I just know I won't, you know what I mean? So, certain things that, you know, again, you can't expect anybody to be you, but I know I couldn't, you know what I'm saying?
Nigga,
but
I was 29, bro. My nigga was separated from his wife. His wife tried to throw me the pussy at a bar one night. And I told that nigga, and that bitch was so angry at me. They ain't together no more, but it was the point. Like, bitch, don't try to divide the clique, my nigga. You and your pussy. So that shit don't mean nothing to me. Shit, it ain't nothing but a hole, and it's a whole bunch of them around this motherfucker.
Yo, I went downtown Brooklyn or something. I think I went to buy some posters because I always bought posters and put them on my wall. I had the Scarface, the Goodfellas, and shit like that all over my wall and shit. But anyway, I'm on not J Street Borough Hall. I was on one of them goddamn stops, Lawrence Street, on the N and the R or the R trains. I think it was Lawrence Street. One of them motherfuckers, downtown Brooklyn. God damn it. And I'm walking, and I see my people, girl, well, he wasn't fucking with her anymore. It was with her son. So, you know, I gave her, hey, what's up, the third. And long story short, I was like, yo, my birthday coming up, this and the third. And I think it was like October or something of 2000 and maybe 2003, probably around there. And I'm like, yeah, my birthday coming up, man. Me and my girl about to, you know, at that time, we try to have a threesome this and a third. So she was trying to put herself in it. I'm not going to lie. I took the number. I'm not going to lie. But as I went home, and because she wanted to join, you know, and she the one that, me, damn. Anyway, so I'm trying to be very careful of how I say this shit. But long story short, I had to tell my people, like, yo, man, like, yeah, man, here's the number. And, you know, and, yeah, it, you know, I just had to think about it, like, nah, man, I'm not going to do that. Even though he ain't fucking with you no more like that, I can't do that. So I had to tell him, he came to the crib, I told the nigga, gave him the number, all that, like, yo. Nah, man. You know.
Look, bro.
We always just fucking in the same room. Like that.
I know one of my close homies, my nigga, I used to hoop with back in the day. We were on the same squad for maybe like 4 or 5 years. The nigga tried to fuck my fiance, my nigga, back in the day. And she told me. And I gave this nigga every chance to tell me the truth about the shit.
Right.
Because she was like, you know, even though, because me and her had broke up, which I understand. We wasn't together no more, so she's an ex-fiance. But I don't cross those boundaries with my niggas chicks, man. That's something I just don't do because I don't want my niggas feeling no type of way about nothing. So she told me, she was like, oh, yeah, such and such. He tried to hit me up in XYZ and... I was like, at first, damn, my nigga, like, nigga, you really ain't got no respect for me that much where you gonna try to do that shit on the slide even though, you know, we ain't really fucking around no more. So I hit the nigga up because she hit me up. And I just asked the nigga, I said, man, so what's going on, my nigga? Like, XYZ telling me you trying to put pressure on her for XYZ. And he was like, oh, no, man, it ain't nothing like that and X and this and that. And I was like, my nigga, she's telling me every detail of what's going on. And, nigga, she done sent me a text message that you done sent her, nigga. I said, my nigga, that's fine. I said, I would never do no shit like that to you. I said, even if we ain't together no more. I said, we supposed to go by a code, my nigga. And the nigga just was, nigga was just, I was disgusted with that nigga at that point because then I realized it made me feel like I could never trust that nigga. And I just backed away from that nigga. That nigga, he was hitting me up and was like, nigga, why we don't do this? Why we don't do that? I said, my nigga, because you ain't trustworthy, my nigga. Because
damn, right.
Even if you was feeling her like that as a man, nigga, you could just came to me and ran that by me. I'm going to tell you if she going to fuck with you or not.
Right.
But the nigga didn't do that. And I never, I stepped. We cool,
but
we at a distance, my nigga. I don't fuck with
absolutely.
That nigga.
You gotta fuck with niggas on certain levels. I'm not gonna lie. If I'm not mistaken, cause I need to call him and ask him that. Cause it's been so long. But one of my boys I grew up with gave me his baby mom, son. One of his baby mom that he don't really fuck with no more. I'm like, yo, you serious? You like, yo, yeah. Word, son. It just came to me just now. But I would never put my boy name out there. Never. I'm gonna have to call him like, yo, can you give me your baby moms before? And he said it's no problem. I slayed the bitch. I think it was.
But see, you already,
that's
you already
crazy.
Got his blessing.
Yeah,
you
he
got
gave
his
me
blessing,
his
though.
Blessing.
That's different.
And I
that's
slayed
different.
It, too. Like, at one time,
I
tore it up.
But that's how you can really tell he don't give a fuck about the bitch no more.
That's right.
That's how you can tell. Because he gave you his blessing. Like, my nigga, I live by a code because I don't never want my niggas throwing that shit in my face.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Oh, nigga, you fuck my girl. You fuck my ex. Oh, you fuck my baby mama, nigga. You knew that. No, I didn't know nothing because you gave me the green light to go fuck her.
Word, that nigga gave me the
that's
light.
That's why I just don't do that shit. But,
yeah
man, I just called in and say what's up and touch on the subject that you had going. You know what I'm saying? I'm still in the chat listening, man. You know what I'm saying? This is Brooklyn and Cali, though.
You already know, nigga. Brooklyn and Cali, baby. Salute.
Yes, sir. One love. Salute.
Big. That's my guy right there, man. Now, yeah, that shit just crossed my mind. I totally forgot this nigga gave me his baby moms. One of his baby moms that he don't even fuck with. I forgot how it went. But the bitch actually came to the crib son. Crazy. Word. Now, this is something that I have to talk about right now. Where we at? That's fucking crazy. All right. Now, I don't know if anybody know who Dark Low is. All right, I gotta start exiting some of this shit. I got too much shit up. All right, let's go to for those who don't know who Dark Low is. Dark Low is he's from Philadelphia. He's a rap artist. He was with AR Ab, Free AR Ab, and AR Ab ain't coming home no time soon. I interviewed him on the show before. If I'm not mistaken, he had diabetes or something. All I know is he had kidney issues or something like that, right? But let's read, man. Look at the fucked up shit that's going on. This is quite long, but I'll give you a little bit of a synopsis of what's going on. This is pretty long here, but. Hi, my name is Camellia, a.k.a. Ms. Mango, and I'm fundraising for my severely sick and amazing fiancé to come back home and be part of our world again. Compassion, by definition, is sympathetic consciousness of others distressed together with a desire to elevate it. Yet hundreds of BOP's inmates have already died while awaiting their compassionate releases to even be considered by the government. since the beginning of the pandemic. Well, since the beginning of the pandemic. Hold on, I got to relax here. God damn it. All right. Since the beginning of the pandemic, well over 10,000 inmates asked for the compassionate release as the deadly coronavirus spread through prisons across the nation, leaving loved ones fighting for their birthrights, well-being, liberty, and justice at our expense. Instead, they're being housed like slaves with no social distancing, no proper health care, even in so-called medical facilities under 200 were approved. All right, here we go. Thousands weren't even responded to. Time and time again, the only way a victory was won was by taking the matter into court in search of compassion. Surrounded by child molesters and violent offenders, things appeared grim. After almost dying recently to COVID contracted in custody, almost a month in ICU while battling stage 4 renal disease, HBP, and type 2 diabetes. Yeah, I know he has some kind of, because he was big too. So he lost a lot of weight and was eating good. Me and him was talking about CMOS and shit. Like when he was home, like we had text from time to time. You know, I check on him and see how his health doing. You know, me and him chopped it up quite a few times. But he stopped fucking with me when I told him, I have a feeling Dark Lord stopped fucking with me after I told him about, yo, you need to speak to AR Ad, man, because he's talking too much on these interviews. That nigga never responded after that. But any motherfucker who salute the Dark Lord still got respect for him. In type 2 diabetes, my beloved is left with blood clots in his lungs, repeated strokes, and ignored seizures. Has spent repeated stints in medical isolation. He sleeps on the floor in a cage with no heat in the middle of a fridge winter, no basic self-care items, and forced to diet that is directly against the doctor and holistic healers suggested to keep this man alive. Oh, man, it's just a lot. Dark Lord was accused of threatening a guy when in reality he didn't, family. His health is quickly declining. Perhaps he can learn that while he's facing defeat due to the system's grandiose lack of compassion and equality. There may be caring individuals in the world we share who will see donating and sharing this campaign as a chance to make a difference in life. Long story short, man, this is Dark Low. Well-respected artist. He's definitely dope. If anybody knows him, if y'all want to, donate to him and, help him and shit like that, please send some donations or whatever, man. He's a good dude, yo. And they doing him dirty, just like how they did ARF dirty. And Philly is one of the worst places to be locked up at too, man. They do their people fucked up. No, he didn't pass away. Yeah, he didn't pass away. He's definitely alive, and I just wish him well, man. I wish him health. They belong to the state. Once there's someone, please correct me wrong. Yeah, but things that are against the law. You can't, like, just really treat them bad. If they need medical attention, they have to be checked on. Just like that female that was naked in the cell, and she was crying and telling them, like, yo, I don't feel good. Please send me to the hospital. And she's throwing up. And then, I think she's throwing up blood. Maybe I'm, leaving some details out, but... And she died in the cell. Like it's crazy. But let's skim through these, man. Everybody, please hit that like button for the algorithms. And if you would like to show love and donate to the platform, please do. Hopefully, it's not gonna kill y'all to show love to the platform. But we know how that goes sometimes. But sorry everybody. Let's go through these fucked up things that we about to see right now. Hold on. All right, yeah, let me get this out the way. Charlize sent me this few days ago on my I think it was the Facebook. But check it out, man. Fucked up. Okay. Is there any? Oh, there was
a house. A song in there.
Let me read the top anyway. Adoptive two missing California boys arrested of murder charges waited 3 months before reporting their disappearance. Let's get it.
Came a house, a song in there, one house. I came back out. I didn't see him now.
Frizzell West details the moment his two adopted boys, 3-year-old Orson and 4-year-old Oren, went missing Monday night from their California city home. Moments before, West says he was gathering wood to start a fire.
I went up to that gate. I'm throwing wood. Bringing it inside the house. My wife's inside. She was actually wrapping gear, so we thought it was a good idea. That
don't even sound right.
Play with chalk in the back patio.
Shortly after, Wes says he no longer saw the boys on the patio. He asked his wife, Jacqueline, if she saw them. She said no. That's when he says panic set in.
I realized that I left the gate open, and I panicked, came inside the house, searched the house, and my wife. Once that, having pan out, I got in the van, I looked down the street, both directions, it was getting dark, getting cold.
What said he then?
Came to the house, saw them there.
He then called the police within minutes. Since then, California City Police, the FBI, and the Kern County Sheriff's Office have been investigating. Police searched the couple's home Tuesday night, then interviewed the couple at police headquarters. Meantime, multiple search efforts were launched, which continued Wednesday, including with the help of the boy's biological mother, Ryan Dean. She says she's worked hard to get her life on track and wanted to get custody of her boys back eventually. But now she thinks that will never happen and is blaming the adoptive parents.
Yeah. I feel like they did something and they know something. They did something and I feel my kids is somewhere around here. I can feel it and I feel like they're in the house and I feel like they did something.
Frizzell and Jacqueline say they understand the frustration. He thinks you guys did something.
That's understandable.
What's your response to that?
That's understandable. I would think the same thing.
Yep.
I mean, that's exactly the point. And we can find out.
He then called the police within minutes. Since then, California City Police, the FBI, and the Kern County Sheriff's Office have been investigating. Police searched the couple's home Tuesday night, then interviewed the couple at police headquarters. Meantime, multiple search efforts were launched, which continued Wednesday, including with the help of the boy's biological mother, Ryan Dean. She says she's worked hard to get her life on track and wanted to get custody of her boys back eventually. But now she thinks that will never happen and is blaming the adoptive parents.
They did something. I feel like they did something and they know something. They did something. And I feel my kids is somewhere around here. Exactly the point. And we can find our babies, and guess what? That's no. And that's all I want is to find a baby. Sit.
Some residents and family members of the boys would also get involved during the interview.
Not my nephew!
But the West are standing firm as the search efforts continue.
We're going through it.
It don't look like they're going through it, man. It don't look like they're going through it. And then it seemed like when it seemed like these fucking mixed couples love, you find love everywhere. But they be adopting these children just to do a lot of, they probably sold them fucking kids, nigga. They probably sold them into trafficking. A lot of these, it was one that, like, I'm not going to lie. I cried when I seen this shit. It was that boy. It was that mixed. It was that black guy and a white wife. He had his own son laying down with, like, shackled down with weights on him. He slept in the bathroom. They had it boarded up. He fed his son to the pigs. Had him walking on, I forgot what it was, like some little stilts or some shit and outside in the back with a pool. Do anybody remember that? Hold on, man. Yo, when I said, yo, nah, man. Hold on. Guy needs his son to... Yeah, man, Kansas. Oh my God, son, this right here. I'm not gonna lie, this shit fucked me up when I seen this shit. Look at this bitch ass nigga, son. Hold on, where's the pictures of that little boy? I don't even want to, hold on, is there any pictures? Look at this shit, yo. Hold on, hold on. And he was 7 years old, bro. I hate doing this, the Washington Post. No, I don't want to do any of these. Like, get the fuck out of here. Yeah, this is good. This shit bothers me. Yeah, let me share my screen, man. Yo, this one right here fucked me up for a long, like for a while. Like, that fucked with me. Like, that really, that shit really fucked with me, son. So this the little kid, 7 years old, man. I don't know why it's so zoomed in. Let me go out a little bit. All right, let's go to the pictures. Have him swimming. He was malnourished, wasn't feeding him. Have him swimming in a filthy pool for hours on end with water up to his neck. This is how he was doing that little boy. Look at that with the weights on the shit. Look at that. Him. Her. Look at that. Look at that. I might want to play that fucking video, son. Look what they did to that boy. Fed him to the pigs, son. Look at that. Look what they did. Look what they did to that little boy. This is the grandmother who knew what the fuck was going on and they were doing. Like, nah, I can't do it. I don't even want to look at it no more. I don't want to look at that shit. When I seen that, son, I'm not going to lie. Did y'all see it? I hope y'all seen it, but that shit fucked me up. Like that shit really bothered me when I seen that shit, son. Like, who could do something like that to a child? They tortured that boy so bad, son. Wow, man. People like that need to die. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, that was really fucked up. But anyway, let's continue. All right. That shit bringing up old feelings, man. That was really fucked up, man. Wow. Children are so precious, man. They really are. If you're not able to take care of them, man, give them up. I'd rather you give a kid up for adoption. But now look at this case. You got to fucking beware who the fuck you, who adopts your children. You know, but I'd rather you give your child up to a family member. Give your child up. Give it to child services. I'd rather that happen than to feed your kids to the fucking pigs. Or murder or starve your kids to death. I'd rather that. The kid could be grow up in another home, but at least that motherfucker alive. Maybe that motherfucker could be somebody, man. But, like, nah, son, I don't write like that. You know? Burr. You never heard of that, Nikki? Yeah, that shit is crazy. When I first seen that shit, I tell you, I don't know if you're talking about the shit that I just showed, but that, like, I really cried, son. That fucked me up when I first seen that. Like, I can't even hold you on that. Can't even hold you. That shit touched me, for real. And like I said, I'm not the, you know, like, make it all about me, but like I said, like, I'm hard, I lack emotion sometimes, you know what I'm saying, like, you know, but when it comes down to kids, I don't know, that shit, that's a button for me, man, so that shit fucked me up, you know, but, let's go to this crazy bitch. Woman says love made her kill her man, his head and cucumber off, and stuff his legs into a crock pot. And she said, you know what it is like to love something so much that you kill it. Now, this bitch, is, you know she was on something. According to several reports, police arrested 24 Taylor D. Skabusiness. With a last name like that, I'll be scared too. After the mother of her lover found his body parts scattered around her home. Damn. on Wednesday, February 20. Damn, just recently? On Wednesday, February 23rd, police in Green Bay say a mother called police to report that she had found the head of her 25-year-old son in a bucket. Police say that a male organ, the love muscle, was also found in a bucket with his head. His upper torso was found in a tote and dried blood was found on a nearby mattress. After police were tipped off that Taylor may have been the last person to see him alive, they paid her a visit and child, they found her covered in dry blood with his legs in the what? With his legs in the crock pot? Bitch! Taylor's crazy ass confessed to killing and says they smoked meth before having sex with Chains. She started choking him and went crazy, choking him harder and harder until blood appeared from his mouth and he turned purple. She asked the police if they knew what it was like to love something so much that you kill it. She is currently being held on $2 million bond. This bitch should have no bond. Word is bond. How big is her crock pot? You got that right. Like, how big is the crock pot? Damn. This is why I'm never getting chained up again. I'm never getting chained up. Look, I don't want to get tied up. No, nothing. That crock pot was some big shit. She must have paid at least $500 for that shit. Nigga, that is like, that shit probably look like a tanning bed. You know what I'm saying? Like, how big is a crock pot? What's the biggest crock pot? That shit is a tanning bed. Like, goddamn it. Nah, son. Like, I like some kinky shit. The last time I got tied up, I got my ass whipped literally with a belt. Like, she whipped my ass and left me on the bed butt ass for at least a half an hour. So the next time, ladies, if I ever get tied up, I just need one wrist tied the fuck up. I need all this. I need both of my legs. You can tie just one, like one wrist. Everything else got to be free, bitch. I don't trust no bitch. That ain't going to happen. That shit crazy, son. Are you kidding me? Oh, crock pot. Can for real. Yeah, shit. She was already out of here, already on probation with Engelmeyer. She cut off. Yeah, that bitch crazy, man. Mm-mm. Yeah. Listen, that bitch is cray to the Z. I forgot he's locked up for something. What's he locked up for? I done forgot about this dude. I like his music, though. He is dope. He was really dope. So, YFN Lucci, he definitely got, I like his music, man. You know what I mean? But this nigga talking about, look, I got stabbed. I got to get up out of here. Nigga, all that gangster shit you been talking, what it say? YFN Lucci is desperate to get out of jail as he awaits trial in his murder case. Oh, yeah. Because he thinks he might literally die behind bars if he stays locked up. Nigga, who he think he is? According to legal documents, the rapper claims a fellow inmate in Fulton County Jail stabbed him last month. And he also, that's not funny, and he also says he's been told there's a bounty on his head among inmates. In the docs obtained by TMZ, YFN Lucci claims he was stabbed from behind while on a video call with someone on the outside. And he says the other inmate used a homemade shank to stab him. Man, you in trouble, bruh. You in trouble, nigga. In trouble. See? Shit get real, nigga. You be talking that shit in them songs, but when they get locked up, you know what I mean? Reality sets in, man. This nigga caught pale-handed. Harvey Weinstein issues apology after being caught with a box of milk duds in jail. An innocent misunderstanding. I'm sorry. All right, so his ass still in jail. Good. Good for him. What's the name about the high, Monique? So salute to,
Why was he following you?
What you want to know?
How long did Trey know Kano was back?
November.
That's funny, but 50 Cent is reviving a lot of people's careers, man, so salute. This nigga Safari said, Little Mama is a legend. Don't undermine or forget what an amazing talent she is and what she's done. And that's true, but it looked like she got a fucking print over there or something. Like, that gut, I don't know, is that chin, son. She just got, She's pretty. Don't get it twisted. She just got some strong features. You know how females that got them strong-ass features? You be like, yo, do you have a clit or a dick? You know what I'm saying? Like women be, some women be having some strong features, and you be like, yo, I hope your name ain't Sean. For, you know what I mean? Like, Twan, but your name's Sean or some shit. Like, nah, you know what I'm saying? She just got some strong-ass features. And you know what's crazy? You know, the six or the four pack, that don't look sexy. She better get the fuck up out of here. But she's definitely, one thing about her, she's dope. She's dope, though. She's really dope. Very talented. I'm not going to knock her. She's very talented. She's dope. You know what I mean? So salute to Little Mama. I like Little Mama. You know what I'm saying? But yeah.
Crazy that Ye did more for me in the last 2 weeks than Drake did for me my whole career.
50 says that, huh? And Game responds saying some shit. I forgot. Did I? Yeah, I think it's right here. What happened? The last time you did this with me, G-Unit Clothing got put in a casket with the entire group. And that's not even true. And you went into television. I like power and shit. Leave it alone. I'm back outside. I don't know why he's saying stuff like that. Like, he's going to, like, he was able to stop 50's career. G-Unit was already on a decline anyway. So I don't think the Game did any fucking thing. To be totally honest, he ain't do shit. So I fuck with Game, though. Game is fucking dope, too. So Game is dope. So I fuck with Game lyrically, musically-wise. I fuck with the Game. But he didn't do anything to G-Unit. I mean, he brung a lot of, shit to G-Unit, you know what I'm saying? But I don't think he did anything because it's G-Unit. That really didn't, it didn't really hinder the success. G-Unit was already on a decline. Anyway, you know what I mean?
Yep.
Mr. Expeditiously, goddamn.
Man, still more than where I'm at, man. Happened to scroll down, man, to see young brother Kodak kicking the freestyle on the Breakfast Club. Mention my name. Said something about me and Big Boy tried to get him kicked off a label.
Damn, y'all niggas don't like showing love to this platform, boy.
Whenever I hear my name associated with shit that ain't true, I just try and goddamn. I try my best to at least for initially when I hear it to clear that shit up. Man, my nigga, I ain't never wasted my time, energy, or oxygen. Nobody else or what motherfucking record label they were signed to, my nigga. Nah, that ain't how it get out. And I know you don't know me. So I'm going to just say this right here. That ain't how it get out, bro. I don't care what record label you signed to. I don't care how much money you have. I ain't trying to interfere with none of that. I wish you the absolute best. And I told you that face-to-face in your section at Booby Trap. Told you, man, I'm happy for your success, and I wish you much more of it, and I wish you the absolute best on your journey. So I don't know where that shit came from. We slapped hands and parted ways amicably. I don't know where that shit came from. You heard I tried to get your kid off a label. But the song jamming, though. I fuck with it. Continue on. Later on.
I think with somebody else, Tip would have probably, he would have said some more slick shit probably. You know what I mean? But we're gonna oh, rest in peace to Johnny Brown, aka Bookman from Good Times. He passed away at 84, man. Great actor, you know, rest in peace. Everybody put their praying hands in there or wish him put your rest in peace in there, man. That's Booger, a.k.a. Bookman. You know what I'm saying? So definitely rest in peace, man. Rest in power. Let me give him a moment of silence, too. Rest in peace, Bookman. This shit right here is funny. Oh, yeah, they about to stop the magazine shit. The mask. Thank you, Queen Kente, for showing love. I appreciate you. Thank you to you. Okay. Eric Adams is going to says on Monday, no more masks required in New York City public schools. This affects more than 1 million schools children. Also on Monday, March 7th, no more vaccine mandates for restaurants, gyms, theaters, and other entertainment venues. So, so that's really good, man. So that's really good. Let's go here for a minute.
What's up, Curtis? Man, what you eating? Okay. Well,
oh no,
man,
I gotta pay my
place,
shit.
But, you know, fuck. Curtis, y'all right, man? Why are you looking at me like that? You in my bowl like it's yours. I mean, share the wealth, girl. You know what I'm saying? I mean, we family, right? You know? We roommates, Curtis. Your mind's yours. Well, yours and mine.
Funny you never share your cornflakes and bird seeds with me. I'm the only one giving to you. That ain't fair. What's mine is yours.
Hey. Curtis don't like people in his food, man. He might hurt you.
Man, me and Curtis go way back, man. He ain't gonna hurt me. Let me get back in this bowl, man. You ain't about to do that, right, Curtis? This camera was bone. I had me some chicken tonight. Believe that. What's up, Curtis, man? What you eating? Okay.
All right, we're gonna scroll through this bullshit. Yeah, look at this shit.
Now, look at this. What is this?
What the fuck is that?
Okay, so you got some more. Okay. Just give me a second. Let me see what this
What's
is.
What's up with these people?
Oh, brother. Y'all, okay. So let me speak on this.
Yeah. What the fuck is that, man? Son, do you know people who talk like this right here? Oh, it's not going to play? Okay. This nigga was spitting like a... This nigga was spitting like a motherfucker, boy. One thing I'm going to tell y'all, nobody, no animal can fuck with cats. Cats is the kind of, is the animal that don't give a fuck about nobody, son. And that's real.
Guess what? Fuck you. That's what? 10,000 years of evolution and this. That's better.
Oh, yeah? Well, who's in the cage, bitch? Your gator. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, get back into that water where you belong.
Hey, Bear, I don't want to have to tell you again. Get the hell out of here. All right? Get out of here, you son of a bitch! Get out of here!
Guess what? Fuck you, that's what.
10,000 years of evolution and this. That's better.
Oh, yeah? Well, who's in the cage, bitch? Hey, gator. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, get back into that water where you belong.
Hey, Bear, I don't want to have to tell you again. Get the hell out of here, all right? Get out of here, you son of a bitch! Get out of here!
Like, first of all, do you see how fast that fucking bear was running? That's number one. Did you see how fast that bear was running? Okay? So just imagine, you nigga, they're going to catch your ass and they climb trees. So, nigga, you better drop sandwiches out your pocket, a fresh fish, something, because they're going to catch your ass. That's a fact. But cats, look at cats versus dogs. That should have you dying. One day we're gonna play that shit. I'm about to get the fuck up out of here in a minute. But... watch on YouTube, cats versus dogs. These cats be fucking these dogs up, son. Cats always win. I mean, you know, if you want to overpower them and shit like that, they could. But 9 times out of 10, once you feel how sharp them nails is, it's a dub. Cats don't fucking play, son. They don't play. Oh, yeah, and I'm pretty sure we all know this. If you're old enough to have enjoyed this toy as a child, then it's time to... time you meet the inventor, Charles Harrison. See, a lot of, and not nobody who came off a plane or came from somewhere else. I remember these. Who remember these? Yo, this is like, time go by so fast. I remember this shit like yesterday, man. I had a lot of those. Y'all remember these, y'all? Word, those shits was dope, man. I really miss those toys, man. A black African made that shit. But we don't got no culture. Okay. Nigga, let's go back. Nigga. Remember those? Well, you know, for our little sisters and shit like that, them little fucking barrette things. And them shits is hard. Yeah, I got hit with one of those before. Okay. definitely a legend. Definitely a legend. Shout out to him. One of we got to really show our actors some love too, man. Legend right there, man. Check this out.
They said we don't dabble in the dark.
Oh no. I don't want to talk about that right now. This nigga Dame Dash shoot a video, y'all. Check it out. New song. Oh, damn, it's doing that shit again? All right, I guess so. Yeah, all this shit. Oh, I'm going to make that right there. All right. Oh, let me... Oh, meth went off on this. I'm sorry. Hold on. If I can hear it.
Welcome to F*** Your Life Radio. We got Mustard in the building.
Mustard, a.k.a. French's Montana.
Better have some balls.
Ain't no arguing. I got bars for him. Hollering free, buddy. Your butter free like margarine. Okay. Money on his books until butter in the streets. You know it's a hit when you got mustard on the beat, ho. Woo. Off top, top sauce, a hot dog, a deep brain ketchup. We ain't in the same ballpark.
That was
hard. Raw wildin'. You done woke up and chose balance. Keep a small circle around a star. Stone Island.
Wow.
Yeah. Already know what's the deal. That's $100 million budget versus a low budget bill. Cold clutch is still fresh prints on a burner. It'll throw stuff at will. You get that odor fulfilled.
Now, Meth murdered that. I don't know if y'all can hear that clearly, but Meth definitely murked that. Meth murked that shit right there. But I'm going to play one more. This is one of my favorites right here. This is one of my favorites, and I'm going to end on this note. The internet ain't shit, son. I played this before, but, yo, if you just hear the lyrics, man, yo, these niggas is stupid, son. Let's get it. Son, stop. I'm bringing it back, son. Just smoke some weed and play this shit like 5 times. I know the lyrics like verbatim, son. Fuck that. Look how they rocking though. Look, these niggas is jamming. So look at these niggas. In your bag of potato chips. Nah, son. OMG, son. That's my yo, nigga. I swear to God. Just if you having a bad day, just play that. That shit will fuck you up every time. It's the same reaction, son. That nigga said, crawling on your toilet bowl and we will crawl up on your stove in the sugar, and we in the sugar in your grits and lick your bag of tater chips. Get the fuck up out of here. Hold on, one more time. Fuck that. One more for the road. Yo, I'm not going to lie. Whoever did this is the man. He is stupid, son. These niggas is crazy out here in these streets, man. Lord have mercy. I'm sorry. I love that shit. I'm going to forever play this shit. Sorry. Anyway, thank you for those who show love to the platform. Thank you, NYOB, Beverly, and Queen Kente Cloth. Thank you for showing love to the platform. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. I got you, K. Everybody, I may come back later. I don't know. I'm about to make me some goddamn salmon and some salad. smoke a cigarette, chill, and wait till later on. Everybody, love y'all. Peace.